Listening to Stefano, who is at Slandy, talk with his daughter on their early walk to school. You know, he is one of the latest. Excuse me while I hesitate as a wasp has just landed on my nose. He is one of the latest to bring his kids into the audiobook community. Excuse me. Just called a wasp. Bloody nuisance. Anyway, he is one of the latest to bring his kids into the audiobook community. And I think it's great. You know, when we hear people like Simon and Yana, SM2NGN2M, and Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold, Paul Omani at the Omani blog, Chris, Pilgrim Chris, I believe Dean Reed does similar. I'm trying to think who else. Forgive me if I've not mentioned you. But bringing the kids into the audiobook community to me is great. I've said this before in former booze that I really, really wish that we had such a thing. Way back when my kids were growing up, I had 4 kids. Hey, 4 kids. My oldest, my son, is 40. My first daughter is 36. My second daughter is 32. And my third daughter is 28. And I really wish we had something like this then. Because it's such a great medium to bring the kids in at an early age. We can hear the differences because of the age difference. Chris's son is a little bit older, and Grace, Omani daughter, Omani tot, I'm not quite sure what she's called nowadays. She'll soon be a Omani teen. But even the young kids who at the moment don't say a lot, they're just too young to say things to me that are sensible. It doesn't matter. Simon's and Yana's kids and Bernie's kids are all going to be increasingly familiar and comfortable with audiobook. And within 2 or 3 or 4 years, we're going to hear them as not just little children, but as young adults at a very early age. And they're going to grow up with audiobook or its ilk. And I think that's a fantastic thing. You know, to hear, as I did 5 minutes ago, Stefano talk with, albeit limited, with his daughter going to school. But you can hear in the background, you can hear with the people I've mentioned who are drawing their kids into the audiobook community. Posing leading questions that entices an answer, a reply. You know, I think these mums and dads are very fortunate to have this. And I'm really sorry that we didn't have things like that when my kids were young. I think yous are extremely fortunate people. And with no disrespect intended in any way, form or shape, I do hope you all appreciate the fact that your kids are becoming part of a vast library of their childhood with you. Not just in photographs as we did years ago, but nowadays in video and nowadays in audio. And my goodness, what will it be like when I listen to these children of your children in 2, 3, 4, 5 years' time? Because they will be such confident children. They'll probably have their own Audioboo account. And I'm growing up in my early 60s. I'm growing up with your kids growing up. And I'm going to listen to your kids in a few years' time and hear them as not just children, but as such confident and educated and, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Doesn't matter what word I'm looking for. Doesn't matter at all. I'm looking forward to your kids growing up because of what is available to hear them. I think it's amazing stuff. And I congratulate you all for introducing your kids to the likes of Audioboo. I'm sure there's lots to come from them in the future.